Housing developers looking for a property tax break in the largest city in western Massachusetts may face tougher rules. The Springfield City Council has given preliminary approval to an ordinance that would require housing developers to strictly follow labor laws and satisfy residency and diversity goals in hiring in order to qualify for a property tax abatement.
But if they're going to get a tax break from the city of Springfield, then we, the city of Springfield, should get something in return.
City Councilor Orlando Ramos sponsored the proposed ordinance, which sets new rules for tax breaks under the Housing Tax Increment Financing Program. A final vote on the proposal could be taken at the City Council's regular meeting on April 1st. The proposed ordinance would require that contractors and subcontractors provide appropriate health and accident insurance for their workers, use proper job classifications, and meet the hiring goals of the city's responsible employer ordinance for city residents, minorities, women, and veterans. Additionally, developers would be ineligible for the tax incentives if any contractor or subcontractor had been found in violation of labor laws or suspended from doing work by any government entity in the last 5 years. The City Council last fall approved an almost identical ordinance that applied to tax breaks for business expansion.
Because we already passed the TIF ordinance and this HDIP ordinance is pretty much identical, I believe that we have the support to get it passed in the next couple of meetings.
Ramos said part of the motivation for the ordinance is what happened last fall at the construction site for a housing development.
We're trying to avoid another silver brick fiasco, I guess.
The city, on two separate occasions, halted work at the Silver Brick Square project after inspectors found unlicensed plumbing work being done on the renovation of a downtown apartment building. The developer had received a 10-year, $150,000 tax abatement from the city.
We don't want to incentivize a company who hires contractors that don't play by the rules. If a developer wants to come into the city of Springfield and they're discouraged from following that law, then we don't want them here. We don't want developers that are going to hire contractors that don't follow the law.
Labor unions and worker rights groups support the proposed ordinance. Lisa Clausen is with the New England Carpenters Labor Management Program.
When public funds are being used, we want to make sure then that the developers are not going to hire contractors that have a history of cheating their workers and of wage theft. And also, when wage theft happens, it's often cheating taxpayers because payroll taxes are not paid.
Clausen said there are similar ordinances on the books in other Massachusetts cities, including Northampton and Lynn. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.